We present Kenneth Williams, Derek Nimmo, Clement Freud, and Geraldine Jones in Just a Minute. And as the minute waltz fades away, here to tell you about it is our chairman, Nicholas Parsons.
Thank you very much, hello, and welcome once again to Just a Minute. And once more, just remind you of the rules of the game. I'm going to give them some unlikely subjects and ask them to speak for just a minute, if they can, on this subject without hesitation, without deviation, without repetition. And if one of the other three think the other's guilty of this crime, they may press their buzzer, and if I uphold their challenge, they will not only receive a point, they will also get the subject to speak on, and if I don't, the person who's speaking receives a point. This is the way we score. The rest of the game, I hope, will become obvious to you as we play it. So let us begin this particular game with Kenneth Williams. All right, Kenneth?
Yes.
Good.
I suppose it is, isn't it?
Well, Kenneth, here's a good subject for you to start with. Can you try and talk for just a minute on the best hour in the week? Starting now.
The best hour in the week is the one when you can sit back and forget the cares of the world and throw off the mundanity, throw off the dross, and switch on your radio and listen to the magic, dulcet, beautiful tones of Kenneth Williams. What better relaxation can there be to sit back and be transported into a world of blissful forgetfulness? Ah, I hear you say, would that I could bid this moment stay. Oh, would that I could enter into this great beauty. You write me these lovely letters. I say no. No, do not thank me. It is enough.
Derek Nimmo has challenged you. I'm awfully sorry to interrupt the flow.
Repetition.
Kenneth, Derek, why do you challenge?
Repetition. No.
No.
We're
getting a little bit negative there. So you've, Derek...
It's a shame, that, really. I was throbbing away there.
Yes, I know you
were. It was so exciting.
We could feel it very, very... Derek Nimmo, you have gained a point. You have 18 seconds left for the best hour in the week, and you start now.
The best hour of the week is when one is able to turn off one's radio set and shut off the awful noise of Kenneth Williams' dulcet tones, caroling forth with our curiously... and odd and strange.
Kenneth Williams.
Hesitation. Curiously, and then and odd came very, very much later, didn't it?
You don't have to convince me. I quite agree, yes. Sorry, Kenneth. You have another point, and you have 6 seconds left for the best hour in the week, starting now.
When you hear my voice, even a line like she walks in
Derek
beauty.
Nimmo, you challenge. Why?
Repetition. We've heard his voice before.
You undoubtedly have heard it to great effect, but you didn't hear it in this particular sequence of Kenneth speaking, so it's still with Kenneth, with another point and 2 seconds to go, starting now.
She walks in beauty...
Clement Freud, you challenge. Why?
Hesitation.
I know you haven't spoken yet, Clement, but that's trying a bit too hard, I think. Kenneth, you have another point, and you have 1 second left for the best hour in the week, starting now.
So let us pour it all out.
Geraldine Jones, you challenge. Why?
You haven't heard my voice before.
Well, we've heard it now, Geraldine. And I don't know whether to give Kenneth a point for just hearing Geraldine's voice or not. Shall I, ladies and gentlemen?
Yes.
They're your friends. All right. Kenneth Williams, you have 1/2 a second left for the best hour in the week, starting now.
So pour it all out.
According to the rather involved rules of the game created by your messiter, Kenneth Williams gets an extra point because he was speaking as the whistle went, so he now has 5 points. And we go on to the next round, which is Derek Nimmo. And Derek, it's your turn to start speaking on what to take away for the weekend. He's just writing it down, listeners. What to take away for the weekend, starting now.
Well, it all depends which end is the weakest. With me, it happens to, my Achilles heel happens to be my nose. You may wonder why I call that my end. In fact, one might almost call it a point. But if one turns one's face up very high towards the heavens, then you will see this is the extremity of my body. My nose has always been really rather weak since the moment that I was tripped up as a wolf cub by my senior sixer, and I fell onto the floor and broke my nose. This was a cause of great sadness to me, and a great protuberance grew where my old nose had been.
Geraldine Jones, you'll challenge. Why?
He hasn't told us what he's going to take away with his nose yet. So, deviation.
It's what to take away for the weekend. So, Geraldine Jones has 37 seconds starting now.
Personally, I should prefer to be the thing that is taken away for the weekend. But if I have to go on my own, then I suppose I choose fairly mundane things, preferably people.
Derek Nimmer, you challenge.
Hesitation.
Yes, all right, Derek Nimmer, you see, I try to be as fair as I can, so you've got it back, you've got an extra point, and you have 18 seconds for what to take away for the weekend, starting now.
Potato crisps, sausages, tomatoes, apples, sleeping bags, little tents, campfires, bags of paraffin, bottles of lemonade, beer, sherry, whiskey, sarsaparilla, dandelion and burdock, Horace Picklewick, who was a great friend of my mother's.
Clement Freud. You challenged just before the whistle. What was your challenge?
Deviation.
Why?
Horace Picklewick is a human being, and it was what, not whom, to take away
from me. Oh, that's true. Yeah, absolutely true.
A very clever challenge, Clement, and I think it fully justifies a point. And you got in just before the whistle, so you have a chance to make another one, because you have half a second for what to take away for the weekend, starting now.
Cider.
So, at the end of the second round, Kenneth Williams still has his lead with 5 points. Clement Freud and Derek Nimmer both have 2 points, and Geraldine Jones has 1. And Geraldine, it's your turn to begin. Here is a subject which is very difficult for anybody, speaking to the income tax man. Can you try and talk for just a minute, starting now?
I don't suppose, really, that speaking to the income tax man differs significantly from talking to any man. Even though his profession is rather an unpleasant one, the same rules apply. You first of all have to decide what sort of personality he has. You must...
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
They have no personality.
As I'm sure that we all wish to keep on the right side of our income tax man, I will give you, Clement, a bonus point for a very clever challenge, but keep the subject with Geraldine Jones, who now has 45 seconds left for speaking to the income tax man, starting now.
Contrary to what Clement Freud says, they do, in fact, have a very distinct personality. Often, of course, this is...
Derek Nimmer.
Often. Hesitation.
Hesitation is correct. Speaking to the income tax man, Derek, starting now.
This is the one thing that I've never really managed to do, but if I did speak to him, I should speak to him gently, quietly, and persuasively. I should look at him with wide-eyed innocence. I should hand him paper bags filled with bills, which I had taken from one of Clement Freud's...
Clement Freud? Why do you challenge?
The subject was deviation. The subject was speaking, not what sort of paper bags you're going to take.
Derek, can you very, very briefly justify your paper bag?
Well, I'd got my script in the paper bag, you see.
That
so I needed to look
to
at the script.
Actually, Derek, I did hear you say that you were going to have a lot of bills stuffed in your paper bag, so I think out of your own mouth
but you see,
convicted yourself.
But
now.
Those were friends of mine, bills, you see.
You can all
be
clever, but there
case.
Are certain rules I have to try and stick to. Clement Freud has the point and the subject with 17 seconds, therefore, speaking to the income tax man, starting now.
I say, one says.
Derek Nimmer.
Repetition.
I say, you're right, yes. And with an extra point, Derek, speaking to the income tax man, starting now.
How are you, my dear fellow, I would say. How awfully nice to see you in such good health. How's your wife and children?
Clement Freud.
How? Repetition. Yes.
There were 3 hows. Yes, he's not an Indian, is he, after all? Clement Freud, you have 7 seconds left for speaking to the income tax man, starting now.
Entering his office, I say to him, what an exceptionally nice time of the year it is for paying my income tax. And he looks at me and says, feel...
Well, Clement Freud's income tax man has taken him into the lead. He's now just in front of Kenneth Williams, who is 1 point in front of Derek Nimmo, and Geraldine Jones is, alas, still trailing a little. Clement Freud, it is your turn to begin. Getting the best of an argument. I'm sure this is a subject you can talk very eloquently about, but just a minute will do, starting now.
So the income tax man says to me, on no account can I listen to what you're saying because it is utterly untrue, at which point I fox him with a careful verbal thrust. What I...
Derek Nimmer, you challenge. Why?
Hesitation.
Hesitation is correct. Derek Nimmer has another point. It's your turn to start on getting the best of an argument, 22 3/4 seconds, starting now.
Put up your fist, you varlet, I cry. You dirty swine, you pig!
Kenneth Williams.
Well, that's deviation. I thought it was getting the best of an argument. That's fisticuffs.
It is, alas, one way of getting the best of an argument. So, Kenneth, what I will do is to give you a bonus point for a very clever try, but leave the subject with Derek Nimmo, who has 19 seconds left for this
Could
subject.
I have a bonus point for sitting next to him?
We'll all... I don't know if that's a compliment or an insult.
Just a very clever try, I think.
All right, Derek Nimmo, 18 seconds left. It's gone down, isn't it? 19 seconds left for getting the best of an argument starting now.
I kick him to the floor. I crunch his head in the dust. I get hold of an umbrella and...
Geraldine Jones.
Well, I was swinging the umbrella. I just brought it back to hit him.
You nearly hit Geraldine Jones. And that's... I hope that's not the reason you challenged, was it, Geraldine?
No, I challenge on deviation. This is not an argument. It's assault and battery.
You could have had it. Geraldine, you have a point, and you have 13 seconds left for getting the best of an argument starting now.
Nobody ever gets the best of an argument, actually, by...
Clement Freud.
Deviation.
Why?
She's just denied the whole question.
I was
getting
in
the best
of
an argument. No one gets the best of an argument.
We only have one lady here with you three men. I'm going to ask if she can justify that. Geraldine, can you very, very rapidly?
I was interrupted in mid-sentence. I was going to say, by arguing. And then I was going to say how you do get the best of an argument.
You can't get the best of an argument.
I think logically, Clement is right. And so he has the point and the subject and 10 seconds for getting the best of an argument starting now.
Ideally, you do this by out-arguing the person who is opposed to you in this particular discourse. And nicely...
Kenneth Williams, you tell
me... Well, hesitation, of course. Hesitation. Hesitation there. Yeah.
Kenneth, you have another point and you have 2 seconds for getting the best of an argument starting now.
You get the best of an argument
Demon
by...
Demon Freud, you challenge. Why?
Oh, hesitation.
No, it was not. Kenneth, you have one second left for getting the best of an argument starting now.
By saying such a great... Oh, my God. That's got me back in the lead, I suppose.
Not quite. It's got you very close. You're 1 point behind Clement Freud, who's still in the lead.
Neck and neck.
Derek Nimmo's in third place and Geraldine Jones is still in fourth place. Derek, it is your turn to begin on what to do for cold feet. A subject I hope you can speak about for just a minute, starting now.
Of course, mustard baths are awfully useful, you know, really. Nothing more enjoyable on a cold winter's evening than to plunge one's feet into a warm, hot, piping, delicious mustard bath. And there you sit, above them, looking down at your feet in the mustard bath, all glowing and happy and well. Or, of course, you can twiddle them, or twiddle the toes which are attached to your feet. This I often do, reciting nursery rhymes at the same time, such as, there's the church and there's the steeple, there's the preacher and there are all the little people.
Clement Freud.
Repetition, too many theirs.
Well done. We've got another point in 30 seconds for what to do for cold feet starting now.
Having got that off my chest...
Derek Nimmo, why do you...
Deviation. Shout? He's talking about his feet, not his chest. Oh, yeah.
Well done, Derek. Another point to you and 20 seconds left for what to do for cold feet starting now.
Of course, it all depends how many feet you've got, in fact. I mean, sometimes if one gets a long steel rule and immerses that in hot water, that's one way of keeping at least 1 foot warm. Perhaps two, if you have 2 steel rules. And if you have 3 wooden rules, you could put them in front of the fire, and therefore you would keep 3 feet warm. It all depends, really, on the way you approach the subject.
Oh, no, Geraldine Jones, you challenged just before the whistle. What was it?
Repetition of "It all depends, really."
Very good.
No.
Very good.
Very good. So, well, Geraldine has another point. She still has the subject. And she has 1 second left for what do for cold feet starting now.
I suffer from cold feet.
Well, Geraldine, it is your turn to begin. Ah, yes, here's a nice subject. The times that I wear my bikini. Would you please try and talk for just a minute, starting now?
I believe that it's the custom in convents for nuns to impose various forms of torment upon themselves from time to time for the betterment of their soul. Instead of using any of the...
Kenneth Williams, you challenge. Why?
Yes, with nothing to do with bikinis. We're in the
wait,
world.
Wait! Wait!
I have a strange feeling we were getting to it. Were we going to get to it, Geraldine? Can you just justify it very rapidly?
Well, instead of mortifying my flesh in the way that nuns do, I mortify my flesh by putting on a bikini and looking at myself.
Well done. She's won it. She's definitely got another point. All right. So, Geraldine, you have 50 seconds left for the times I wear my bikini starting now.
So the times I wear my bikini are those times when I feel oppressed by guilt, when I feel that my life has been following an aimless...
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Deviation. I've never heard of anything so devious as mortifying her flesh. I mean, rather, I think it's really absolutely
horrible. Well, all I can say is maybe Geraldine has this particular attitude to bikinis.
Well, I didn't.
Geraldine, you have another point, and you have 44 seconds left for the times I wear my bikini, starting now.
I stand in front of a mirror all alone and think how perfectly hideous I look, and this instills in me a very...
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
Deviation. She's beautiful.
I will give you 1 point for gallantry, Clement Freud, and Geraldine Jones, you still have 39 seconds left for the times I wear my bikini starting.
I don't see how you can give him a point for gallantry.
Don't argue with the chairman.
All right.
He was just being sloppy.
Well, I'm sorry.
There's nothing in the rules about points for gallantry.
Right, give Derek Nimmer a point for impertinence, and Kenneth Williams one for trying hard, and Geraldine Jones one because she's way, way behind. They've all got... So we're back where we started. Geraldine's still got her bikini on in front of under the mirror somewhere. And you have 39 seconds still for the times I wear my bikini, Geraldine, starting now.
In justice to Clement Freud, it should be said that he's never seen me on one of those times.
Derek Nimmer, you challenge again.
Well, deviation, there can be no justice to Clement Freud.
Of course. I'm not going to give points all round again. I'm just going to say it's a jolly good laugh. The audience enjoyed it.
What's
we all did.
With a bikini?
I don't know. We'll find out in a second, Geraldine Jones. You have another point. You have 36 seconds left for the times I wear my... Gosh, she's been a long time in front of this mirror, hasn't she? 36 seconds left for it, though, starting now.
As I'm a rather arrogant person, it's very good for me to see myself looking so horrible because this instills in me a humility.
Kenneth Williams, why do you challenge?
Well, nothing to do with times I wear my bikini. It's still myself and all this masochism and standing in front of mirrors and hating the look of it all. It's great. Nothing to do with the times I wear my bikini. Times!
You are concerned with the number, in other words, not just...
The
when
times, do you wear in the morning or would you wear in the afternoon? All that, that's what it is.
Ladies and gentlemen, do you think that Kenneth Williams' challenge is justified? And if you do... Geraldine Jones, I'm extremely sorry. I've done my best for you. You have very nearly caught up. You're well in the game again, so keep it up from now on, girl. And Kenneth Williams, you have a point and you have 31 seconds left. You tried very hard, Kenneth, and you managed to pull it off. You have got this subject, and now you're on your... Wait a minute, Derek.
Well, I mean, if he's managed to pull it off, he can't be wearing it. Can he?
Kenneth, would you like to put it on again? You have 31 seconds left. You're on your own. The times I wear my bikini is starting now.
The times I wear my bikini... night times in the privacy of my bedroom, because if I do it in the open air and the sun's rays get to my body, if I actually expose myself to the sun, I get this terrible skin... What?
Derek Nimmer, why do you challenge?
Well, deviation, all this exposing himself.
Would you care to justify your exposure very rapidly?
Of course. It's perfectly justified that, because if you were wearing a bikini, you would be exposing an enormous amount of flesh. Flesh areas of
flesh. Yes, flesh. You're quite right, Kenneth.
You have mountains of it all hanging there. Flesh.
Well, don't make it obscene, or else it will be deviation. So, Kenneth, you have another point. You have 16 seconds left for the times I wear my bikini, starting now.
So I wear my bikini, as I say, in the privacy of my bedroom.
Clement Freud, why do you challenge?
As I say is repetition. He's already said it.
He's already said it. As I say is repetition.
It's an admission.
True. I admit it.
So you want Clement Freud to have the bikini?
Repetition.
Yes, definitely. Yes. Clement Freud, the bikini's with you now. It's been passed on.
Most
I hope it fits you. You have 13 seconds left for the times I wear my bikini starting now.
The times I wear a bikini are very, very few and far between. But it has occurred one summer's evening on the beach of Saint-Tropez when my own swimming suit...
I'm rather pleased the whistle went. I was getting very worried about what happened at Saint-Tropez. Anyway, Clement Freud, you had another point for speaking as the whistle went, and let me give the score, which is... Clement Freud, now you have a lead of 2 over Kenneth Williams, who has a lead of 2 over Derek Nimmo, who is equal in third place with Geraldine Jones. I'm afraid we only have time for one more, and it is Clement Freud's turn to begin. The subject is collecting silver, Clement, and you start now.
Collecting silver is something that I've never done, but I've collected a number of other things which I shall tell you about because the subject...
Derek Nimmo, will you challenge?
Well,
why?
Deviation, obviously. Why? He's talking about things that he... Other things apart from silver.
No, let me justify.
You're supposed to be talking about collecting silver.
Yes, would you like to justify it?
Yes, I was going to talk about people who did collect silver. I was simply disassociating myself personally.
Yes, I think you're quite right. Yes, I think you're...
That's clever.
No cunning, I would say.
Whatever it was, it was justified. And Clement Freud, you have another point, and you have 52 seconds left for collecting silver starting now.
A man called Hamish McConaughey of my acquaintance does collect silver, and I intend to tell you about him to some extent, or to put it another way, for 39 seconds which remain. Hamish McConaughey is a merchant...
Kenneth Williams, your challenge, why?
It's all deviation. It's totally irrelevant. It's nothing to do with collecting. It's a load of rubbish. This Hamish bloke doesn't exist. He's just making it up. It's just padding.
Clement, I allowed you to justify it last time. Can you very rapidly again justify your Hamish McDonagall or whatever his
name
was?
Yes, 23A Hatton Garden. And well, I should think his solicitors will call on Mr. Williams.
We can only wait until the next game to find out if what Clement Freud has said is correct. Until that, the threat of solicitors is enough to let me give it to Clement Freud. And if he's wrong, he will lose 2 points at the beginning of the next game. So, Clement, you have another point, and you have 40 seconds for collecting silver starting now.
No comment.
Derek Nimmo, you challenge. Why?
Oh, hesitation.
Yes, you're quite right. And you have the subject of collecting silver with 38 seconds starting now.
The most important thing to look for when you're collecting silver is, of course, the hallmark. Collecting silver...
Geraldine Jones, you...
Hesitation
is correct. You have 33 seconds left for collecting silver starting now.
Collecting silver is something usually done by men in churches. For some curious reason, it's important to collect silver on green baize trays. You can't collect it on an ordinary plate, perhaps because the noise would impinge too harshly upon the holiness of the service. The...
Derek Nimmo, you...
Hesitation.
Why?
Well, there's a gap between one word and another word. Room to get your scissors in, as they say.
All right, Derek Nimmo, you have the subject with 11 seconds for collecting silver starting now.
Sixpences and shillings, francs and pesetas, all these lovely...
Clement Freud, you challenge one.
Pesetas don't come in shillings. I mean in silver. I'm sorry.
You're quite right. What a clever idea.
They are in a silver colour.
No, they're not.
They are in Uruguay.
Oh. Uruguay.
After this program, if anybody has got any silver Uruguayan pesetas, we'd be very pleased to receive them, and we'll produce them as exhibits at the next show. And if Horatio... What's the name of that man of yours in Hatton Garden?
McConaughey.
Harold? No.
No.
What's it? Hamish McConaughey.
Can't remember it now. Can't remember.
And if Hamish McConaughey is listening to this program, we'd like him to come and watch the next recording of this show, because we would like to produce him and prove somebody right or wrong, which I cannot do at this moment. But for the rest of this game, there are only 7 seconds left. Clement Freud, you have the subject. Collecting silver starting now.
A pap bowl is a very good thing with which to start a silver collection, because it was made over the years by silversmiths of...
Well, Well, that, alas, is the end of this particular game of Just a Minute. And to give you the final score... this is very, very interesting. Because in second place, we have three people. Derek Nemo, Geraldine Jones, and Kenneth Williams are all equal second. And they are just 4 points behind this week's winner, Clement Freud.
Chairman of Just a Minute was Nicholas Parsons. The program was devised by Ian Messiter and produced by David Hatch.